And if we tried to live up to our children or put out this image that we're perfect and they need to be perfect and our family has to have this perfect image, then it's going to be a disservice. It's going to cause disconnection. It's going to cause irritability. It's going to cause compromise in a bad way. And that's not what you want.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey guys, Jim Shields here from 18 Summers, coming to you with an episode of 5-Minute Father on a subject I know that pretty much goes through everyone's thoughts and actions at one time or another in their family life. I've worked with thousands of entrepreneur families over the last 10 years, and a word that comes up sometimes in the conscious mind, but definitely in the subconscious, is this horrible, horrible expression of the perfect family. I don't know who made that up, but the fact that that's even come even anywhere close to family life, it's been one of the biggest disservices that I know of. To put that type of pressure to be the perfect family on yourself, on your spouse, on your children, really does work against you. And when I've worked with different people, especially male entrepreneurs, not to call us out, but we have these arrogant, high expectations that have honorable intentions, but normally play out to more egocentric and also to just downright destructive. And we don't want to do that with our family. When we put certain pressures on them and say we want to have the perfect family, or we set rules, we set expectations to say we are going to be perfect, that sets up for failure. What I've learned is, over the work we've done, I have not met a single perfect family out there. There's always going to be setbacks, challenges, maybe kids getting in trouble, teen grumpiness, toddler meltdown, maybe issues with the second generation, maybe financial issues, maybe health issues. All these things can put a strain on family life. And if you keep this expectation of perfection through all these things, you're going to always feel like you're failing. And that's not fair to you. Family life is hard enough. And something that should relax you is there is no perfect family. And what I've learned over the last decade is this. Family life is not about perfection. It's never been about perfection. I don't know, again, who made that up, but it's been a total disservice. Family life is about bridging our imperfections and making the most of the time we have together. We all have imperfections. And if we tried to live up to our children or put out this image that we're perfect and they need to be perfect and our family has to have this perfect image, then it's going to be a disservice. It's going to cause disconnection. It's going to cause irritability. It's going to cause compromise in a bad way. And that's not what you want. What I've learned is the more that you can be vulnerable, the more that you can say, look, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to have setbacks. We're going to have challenges, but let's get through them together. We've had better results. And if you're always looking for the perfect family, and this is something I talk about a lot, then you are very, very rare to apologize. Now, if I've learned anything about myself or other people I've worked with, again, not to pick on us male entrepreneurs out there, but I've learned that we really stink at apologizing. And if you will learn to be vulnerable and apologize, it takes a 10-minute problem down to a 10-minute problem instead of a 4-day issue. You don't want that. But when we're holding that expectation of perfection, we're least likely to give compliments. We're least likely to apologize. And we're least likely to feel close to our family. Because can you imagine, as a teen, I remember how confused and awkward I felt. To try to put a level of perfection on them, I think is very unfair and very bad for their growth. I want my kids to fail. I want them to fall a little outside the lines. I want them to feel pain. And if I look for perfection at all times, it's going to stunt growth and it's going to drive a stake between the relationship we could have and we actually have. So when you're going back to family life today, think about it. You might not be saying it out loud, but are you putting that pressure of having the perfect family on yourself? Are you putting that on your spouse? Are you putting it on your children? And what could you do if you just realized, hey, we're not perfect. No family's perfect. We're going to bridge our imperfections, make the most of the time we have, be vulnerable, apologize, and just support each other without the expectation of perfection. I think you're going to see better results. I think you're going to have more conversation. I think you're going to feel closer. I think you're going to feel this heavy burden lifted off of you, like so many others that I've worked with, saying, gosh, just having that in my forefront now, that I was putting that pressure of being the perfect family and now dropping it, it seems like we're better off. And I can promise you that's happened with me and many others. So go home today. Think about that awful saying, the perfect family, and take it out of your vocabulary. Take it out of your brain and realize there's no perfect family. You're all imperfect. Bridge your imperfections and make the most of the time you got. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in for 5-Minute Father, 18 Summers. We'll talk to you guys next episode. Take care. Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.